Vegas, Nevada for Fight Weekend and, you know, meeting with some brands and networking as usual. What a week of travel. What a week of networking and making things happen in the startup world. And I'm coming to you not from the M Resort. I'm actually coming to you from Luxor. So, you know, as entrepreneurs, we have to move and shake and kind of change and go with the flow. And a shout out to the M Resort. We're going to probably work with them in the future, but everyone's booked and busy. Things are picking up. A positive sight to see. There's a lot of people coming into Vegas. Some of them are wearing masks, some of them are not. And people are happy to be out of the house. So it's a good sign that we're on our way back. Shout out to Felipe at the front at the Luxor. He upgraded me and got me through that long line because he knew I'd be on the air with you guys. So shout out to the Luxor. Shout out to Felipe. Thank you so much for the wonderful service here and welcoming me back to Luxor for the first time in a long time. You guys, speaking of welcoming back, I have an amazing entrepreneur who's been changing lives, saving lives, and just really taking this this life back technology all over the world. Arthur's back with us. And how are you today, Arthur?
I'm really good.
It's a pleasure, Arthur. And if people remember, last time you joined us at a more festive moment in our show, we were celebrating OC housewife Peggy Tannhaus's birthday, and we were trying to fit it all in. I felt like we had to have you come back because what you're doing is so important, and I wanted to give you a little bit more more time and less music in the background. Yes. I mean, I can't help but be enthusiastic about your device. So why don't you go ahead and reintroduce yourself in case people missed that episode, and you can tell us more about LifeHack.
Well, my name is Arthur. Live now.
was choking. My parents thought we were wrestling, and I remember them teaching me really young, and I remember helping him, and that felt really good in the moment. You just, it's an instant thing, and you know you did the right thing to even try.
Yeah.
And I didn't know by any means what I was doing. I was mimicking back what my parents were showing me with the Heimlich maneuver. I had to be probably 5, 6, 7 years old, maybe. I see the scene in my head, though. It's one of those moments in your life that kind of sticks. And then another time, someone that was seeing, he was choking. And I saw the panic in him. As a grown man, you know, I can only imagine. And I saw the panic in his eye. And as I wrapped my hands around him, I felt him kind of lean in and relax. And it's something about to know someone's there when you're in a moment like that. So,
well, you know,
yeah.
About all the people you can think.
Wow.
They're not good enough for level there.
looks sporty, it's comfortable, I wore it on the plane. Grab G1, okay? And you can find them online on Instagram. I've tagged them. Speaking of which, if you're not following me, please follow me on Instagram at Startup with Monique Lorray. Lorray is spelled L-O-R-E. Follow me on my personal at Monique Lorray Stinson, and that's S-T-I-N-S-O-N. My goodness, guys, I am shining. Let's get this together. I've got to be honest, I did not sleep last night. I was in Seattle, Washington. I was posting, recently about this. Justice for Jackie, you've been hearing about me talk about it since I've been on the air in the beginning, since I've scripted on this show. Justice for Jackie, it's 940, de-escalate the first and only law in the land that helps to command extra training and services for law enforcement. So that keeps everybody else safe, keeps themselves safe to go home to their loved ones. So we definitely want to push for that law. We have our hands in many different bags here at the Startup with Monique Lorray, and I believe that we should. So a shout out to Jacqueline Sawyer's family, James Rideout, Lisa Earle, and everybody in the Puyallup Tribe of Indians in Tacoma, Washington. Thank you for letting me come up and meet with you yesterday and see you and give you a hug with my mask and reconnect. And, it's hard, guys. It's hard to change things. Laws or to create boundaries within our system. It's not easy, but if we're paying taxes, we need to be mindful of how they're delegated, and if it's not working for people as a whole, we need to look at that. If pregnant and unarmed Native American women are getting murdered by the legislature to protect us, we need to look at that, right? All agree. This isn't even political. This is just common humanitarian sense. So Justice for Jackie, type that in on YouTube. I'm doing the documentary film. I said all that to say. That's why I have my finger in it. As you guys know, if you don't know, I'm a TV producer for 21 years and now documentaries. So speaking of which, the Pandemic Project. Oh gosh, I always plug it. But you guys, listen, you guys have listened to 900 likes. Thank you, or 900 views. Thank you so much, because I felt every one of those. Probably about 50 for me, because I kept looking at that's, no, I'm just kidding. I mean, listen, we want to get our numbers up. I would like to get it to 1,000. That would be great. I'd like to get it to 10,000. But want to make sure that when Super Bad comes, we blow it out of the water. So they'll be here really soon. We're gonna set it up. So I think they were under the weather today, and we really want to make it spectacular. So you know, hang out. You know, premium cannabis at superbad.inc. Hashtag how bad are you? So shout out to them. G1, you know, guys. The reason why I'm wearing the shirt is because I put on my priorities for G1, but it was to wear the shirt. She's coming next week, so tune in to her story of how she started this clothing brand. G1. Thanks for bearing with me. I'm drinking my coffee because. All right, guys. You know, what do you think about this fight tonight with Floyd Mayweather and? Is it Paul Logan or Doug Logan? You know, here's what I hope about Mayweather, right? Not only is he a talented boxer and athlete, but he's a good strategist. And I think in every business, you have to have a good strategy where you have to learn how to move and shake. And that's a play on pivot, dot, bob and weave, right, in boxing. You have a bob and weave in business. So, you know, he's not the tallest guy, right? He's not when I think of, like, a boxer, you know, I'm thinking of Evander Tyson, the heavyweight champ. He's got good technique, as far as I know, and, you know, he wins, right? He's about his money team. So I like that he has a strategy, and he sees what works, and he just goes for it to do something new. So this Logan guy, hopefully, you guys, am I saying it right? Oh, this Logan guy, he's got an amazing followership, and I call it a followership because it's and he's got a great followership on social media, and he's a YouTuber, right? So he has large numbers, and therefore that translates to large visibility for his brand or whatever he's promoting, right? Which one day my little show will be that way. So I think it's smart for him to team up with the best boxer on the planet, and he sure is entertaining. And also his numbers and his visibility. I mean, it's a match made in heaven, right? But let's be honest, we're in America. In this moment in time, black and white, we do see color in this country. We do. You know, and I hope we do. I'm black and I love it. So, you know, I think playing on the black and white thing and him being a YouTuber and, you know, Floyd being like the best boxer out there, very intriguing marketing. Well done. I can't wait to see this. So after the show, I'm going to be walking my happy self down. As tired as I am, I'm going to have another coffee and tune into this. So, shout out to you guys. You know, I love it. So, how are you guys doing, you know, as we are now in the pre-post-COVID phase? How are you forecasting your business? You know, I'm asking this because, and our next guest will be with us in about 6 months. But I'm asking this because I was looking at my calendar and I realized between the pandemic film and it just being summer, you know, a lot of people slow down a little bit and take time with their family, even though I feel like we've had a lot of time with our family. If we've been locked up in a pandemic, but people want to get out, right? So how are you framing the last quarter? I'm kind of looking at the last quarter, right? So September, October, November, December. So I'm looking at the last 4 months in the year and what I'm going to do to execute my goals for all my brands in that time, right? And how do I best utilize my time, right? Because I'm a little person. I only have so many people to help. I think it's safe to say that the summer for my brand and the things I'm doing is good for them. But what about your business? I think that, listen, you know, if you think about those 4 months, how can you best utilize it in 2021 with a bang? So that's it. Just put it up there. Write it down. Think about it. Like, maybe you felt defeated, you know, this last year, last month. Maybe just make a goal that, like, all right, yes, let it be. It's September, October, November, December, I'm going to knock it out. Whatever that means for you. If you need help with your brand visibility, plug, email me at capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. We have some influencers, some celebrities, and actors, and press and media that can market. Have one coming up September 17th in Hollywood. It'll be for Emmys Week. 100 of those people that I just described will be there, and they can shine some light on your brand. So email me, hit me up, okay? You can find me on Instagram. I'm always on there. What else, guys? I can't wait, and I hope they're wearing purple, but I don't think I told them that I was going to, I don't know, did I tell them that I was wearing purple? Oh! Hi, Kim! Hi!
Hi! How are you?
I am really good. How are you, ladies? Welcome to Darna Hub, finally! Amazing. It's a pleasure to see you in 3D. I was telling the audience, I'm wearing purple because, you know what, my prince's birthday tomorrow, so I've got my purple bow. Right? So why don't you introduce yourselves, and then we'll explain a little bit about, like, why prince and you and wearing prince and having it on your birthday, his birthday tomorrow. Like, introduce yourselves.
And we're rebranding.
disclosure, we have to tell everyone, because, you know, I'm transparent with it. I interviewed Eden's husband, who is awesome. And we interviewed in Hollywood right in the beginning when we started the Pandemic Project documentary trailer. And he was so lovely.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was excited.
So,
yes.
He was amazing. He was excited. He was kind, and he was really, really cool. And I can't wait for the world to see what he said in his interview, because they've got to wait until we release the film. And thank you so much for having him, you know, throwing the message with him and having him come.
Oh yeah.
You're only supposed to do like 2 minutes, 2.5 most for a trailer. And I'm like, this is the biggest thing in our lives to happen in like since 100 years. And I want to show more. And so I supersized it, and I still couldn't get everybody in the trailer. So if you're not in the trailer, that doesn't mean that you're not in the film. So we're working on it, and an exclusive, Eric is in the film.
Okay,
well,
good to know.
You guys will
know.
We'll add. So tell me, I'm excited. And so the viewers and the listeners want to know how you two met, and you have two different sets of talents, and the synergy of it seems really magical. So why don't you guys tell us how that happened?
I grew up with it. It was more effective.
for being vulnerable and open that. Oh, go ahead, Kim.
Able to listen and allow for whatever they're meant to hear.
first, I don't want to put you on the spot. But do you guys get picked up anything by talking to me? Or do you have to, you said you do a pre-call. How does it work?
Well, my pre-call is not to talk about my health or anything, because I like to work with people that I'm like slaves. So I'm not even asking for someone's last name. I meet with someone for the first time. So whatever I get, it's just whatever. I don't do mind world readings, which is what you're asking for right now.
Listening to The Startup with Monique LeRae, only.